Hey, welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that is weird, but helpful.
Just like it's helpful.
Us in real life. I'm Carrie Jones. I'm an internationally best-selling novelist and reporter, and now a podcaster. And with me, as always, is my husband, Sean Kelly Farrar. What are you, Shawnee?
A man with three names, apparently.
And that means you're going to be a murderer soon, probably.
Oh, that's right.
But every podcast, we do a random thought, and then we give you a little life help, maybe.
Usually based on a dog's advice.
And then a dog tip, right. And it's all meant to be good happiness, man.
Just fun.
So chill back, relax, and maybe you learn something.
Or maybe you laugh.
Or maybe even both. Shawnee is ready.
I'm ready, baby.
And hopefully you are too. As we begin the magical random thought.
Are you ready?
No, honestly, I'm never ready.
Remember how we used to do random thought in beds?
Yeah. We don't do that anymore. Maybe they'd be better, honestly.
Like, dude, you know, if we did it while we were making love.
We don't.
But think about our numbers. We would at least double our rating. Our
no, everybody would be like, ew.
We'd have at least four listeners.
Ew. We have more than four.
It could be a comedy. It could be a comedy sex sound because you know I make those weird noises.
Oh my God.
People would be laughing.
This is too random for our random.
People would be laughing like crazy.
No.
And then there'd be some that could relate, maybe. I don't know.
At the end of sex, every time, Shawnee makes a noise and he says, "Don't laugh at me."
I never laugh at him. Oh,
I don't know who it is in your past.
Totally accurate. I don't know I'm pretty sure I've heard a stifled chuckle or two.
That's all your insecurity, babe.
Yeah.
It's all you're like. No. And we are now
laugh.
Explicit
Carrie
again.
Carrie starts to laugh, and then she grabs her calf, and she's like, "Crap."
We all know I'm the worst liar ever, so I don't think that is quite true.
But you have
I have tried to lie before, but I always fail.
You've failed in your squelching of the laugh before as well.
All right, speaking of squelching.
Yes?
Here's our transition. Our random thought that we just found 2 minutes ago is that a portion of the Blue Ridge Parkway was closed after visitors... Allegedly tried to hold a little baby meal.
Well, that would be very inviting, but have they never heard of mama bears?
I don't know what Jesus is wrong with these people. Christ. So it was in Asheville, North Carolina in the United States. Do you think they have United States man in other countries like Florida man? And they just like make fun of the whole
country? Of the whole nation?
By like tell probably. like all the stupid things we do.
There's probably another term for it, and I'll tell you after the podcast.
Oh, no. Okay. So anyways, there was this, according to a story by the Associated Press, today, November 1st or 2nd, whatever day it is.
Today's the 2nd.
Anyways, according to them, there was a place.
Are we talking about Alien Abductions here?
It's as dumb as that. So there's a place...
You're calling Alien Abduction Theory dumb?
No.
I thought you were a believer.
I was talking about alien abduction news stories that involve Bigfoot. All right, so, according to the news article, a portion of the scenic Blue Ridge Parkway in western North Carolina has been closed temporarily after the National Park Service said it received way too many reports of idiots feeding and trying to hold a baby bear. And it's not even like baby, it's like young bear. So it's like this 8 mile stretch, right? I'm not gonna say where it is because I think it's kind of dumb to say where it is because now everybody's like, if I go there, can I see the baby bear? And so we're not gonna say that. So,
oh, so it's not even like a follow behind mama bear like that young?
I don't think so.
Oh, these people, they could have still ripped their face off.
I know.
Jesus.
So anyways, the Park Service superintendent there said, when people intentionally attract bears with trash and food, it can... Oh, they didn't have a comma. It can lead to very dangerous situations. In this instance, we want to give the bear a chance to lose interest in commas before the situation escalates into exclamation point headlines. That's not what she said.
I was going to say.
But, I mean, it's really true. Like, you don't want to do that. Like, they haven't fined anyone, allegedly, but the videos online show people, like, standing super close to a little black bear and being really close.
Man.
I know.
Have there not been enough gorings by the bison lately?
I apparently know. There have not been enough gorings.
Bears are going to have to start growing horns.
They'll be the next bison. Bears are the new bison. Like, orange is the new black. Oh, maybe that should be our podcast
Bears
title.
Bears are the next bison.
Yeah. Do you like that? Baby bears are the new black bison or something. I don't know. We could do it. I think we could do it. All right.
So, no, babe, you cannot have a bear cub as a pet.
I want a bear cub, honestly. But I realize that my wants are not good for the bear or me.
No, they're not good for the bear.
I'm writing baby bears are the new bison. Anyways, the real point of this podcast is how to write a book blurb, fiction style, steps 2 to 4. And last week, we started talking about how to write a book blurb for your story and began with the first step, which is a hook, right?
Yeah.
And we have a link in our blog at carriejonesbooks.blog and then also at Living Happy at Substack, right? Where you can read all these beautiful, beautiful words that we're saying, right? And see where that first link is, and also link to the baby bear story. So if your first step in creating a book blurb is creating that hook, the second step, according to Shayla Raquel, is dangling the characters.
Like a carrot.
Yeah, man.
Carrot. That's what I thought you were going to say, actually.
The characters, no.
Yes.
So what does that mean? Do you know?
It means that the things that people... It means that the things... Well, I read it correctly. It means that the thing that propels...
You said peoples.
I did say peoples.
You said peoples. And then tried to blame me.
It means...
You're such a husband.
It means that the thing that propels your story needs to be in your book blurb.
But, all right, I'm going to stop. No talking, Shawnee. Or as Shayla says, your characters are the story. So you only have 150 to 200 words in that blurb. So you can't tell your potential reader everything about those adorable characters, but you want to give them some details to hook onto, and that's why you dangle those characters like a big sexy worm. Oh my god, I don't know where that came from. I don't know where it came from.
I'll read that.
But I just made that happen, right?
A big sexy worm.
So, ready, Shawnee?
Yeah.
Shayla uses an example of Marissa Mayer's Cinder to show how to do this, right?
Yeah.
So are you going to read that blurb for us?
I am.
Are you going to be okay with that?
If you'll stop talking for a second. 16-year-old Cinder is considered a technological mistake by most of society.
And marriage.
What?
Nothing.
And a burden by her stepmother. Being cyborg does have its benefits, though. Cinder's brain interference has given her an uncanny ability to fix things. Robots, hovers, her own malfunctioning parts.
They misspelled hovers, I think.
Making her the best mechanic in New Beijing. This reputation brings Prince Kai himself to her weekly... Is that how you say it?
I don't know, but it just sounds so weird when you read these.
To her weekly market booth, needing her to repair a broken Android before the annual ball. Poor guy's going to the ball with an android. He jokingly calls it a matter of national security, but Cinder suspects it's more serious than he's letting on. Although eager to impress the prince,
oh my god, this is long.
Cinder's intentions are derailed when her younger stepsister, and only human friend, is infected with the fatal plague that's been devastating Earth for a decade. Blaming Cinder for her daughter's illness, Cinder's stepmother volunteers her body for plague research as an honor that no one has survived.
Oh, nosies. So, but it doesn't take long for the scientists to discover something unusual about their new guinea pig, something others would kill for. So you see how that blurb tells us a bit about Cinder and what's wrong in her world. There's one, she's
16.
Two,
her wicked stepmother and the world thinks she's a mistake.
I'm a mistake.
This is reminiscent of Cinderella.
Honey.
You are no mistake. Honey,
yes, it is. It's intent. Her name is Cinder.
Oh, I got that part.
Okay. Three.
She has the hots for Prince Kai.
And four.
Her younger stepsister is sick and she gets the blame.
So you can see from the blurb what step three is that there is conflict set up in your blurb, right?
Yes.
You've got the hook, you've got the characters, and the conflict is Cinder versus her mom, or maybe Cinder versus society, and so on. And there are stakes. Which bring, like, in that final thing, right?
Yes.
They kill for it, right? And then also her sister could die. So there are stakes, which brings us to the step four, which is to, quote,
determine the consequences.
Shayla says, writing, quote,
when there's conflict, there are consequences to a character's actions. What hangs in the balance for your character? Formula. Conflict.
The formula is...
conflict.
The character must do this.
Stakes.
No, gosh. All right, ready?
Yes.
You're going to do the parentheticals.
Oh, okay. Well, you just did the parentheticals.
I know, because I thought you could handle this. Ready?
So what's the formula?
The formula is conflict.
Character must do this.
Plus stakes.
Or this will happen.
Equals consequences. And an example from Chris McGregor's Guess Who blurb goes...
if he doesn't find the killer, they will all die.
So, like, whoa, right? Like, hard to get more explicit about the consequences than that, right?
Yeah.
And next week, if we make it that long as married humans, we will tell you the final step in making your book blurb.
Why are you going to bring our tight marriage into this?
It's so tight, man.
It is.
So tight. No, tight. All right, so one moment, and okay. We'll do a dog tip. Hold on.
Oh, we gotta... oh, Sparty's gonna kill me.
No, it's Poogie.
Oh, it's Poogie?
Yeah, man.
All right. Dog! Oh. Tip! For life.
There you go, man. It's a dog tip for lifetime.
I woke up Sparty. Poor guy.
Yeah, you can hear his little clickety-clackety toes on the clickety-clackety floor.
He's got the clickety-clackiest toes in the world.
But today's dog tip does not come from Spartacus, does it?
It comes from Poogie.
Yeah, right? And what is it?
Poogie simply says, because she's a very concise little doggy.
She's so cute.
Always know the consequences.
Right? So if you make a bad book blog, what happens?
You may not sell a lot of books.
If you make fun of your wife too much and tell her she talks too much, what might happen?
I never told you that.
You just did in the podcast.
No, I didn't.
I never stopped talking.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You said if you ever stop talking. You said if you ever stop talking.
Oh, because you said, are you going to read this?
We also have a writing exercise, which isn't what?
What were we talking about, Poogie? Oh, we're talking about clickety clackety nails.
Baby, no. We were saying that Poogie's dog tip was always another consequence.
Oh, yeah, we got there.
Yes, and the clickety-clackety nails are way before that. I was going to say,
but Poogie doesn't necessarily always care about the consequences. That's what I was trying to do.
Oh, man.
We got to write homework?
Yes, if you're a writer, there's a writing exercise that we detail again on livinghappy.substack.com or carriejonesbooks.blog. And it is from Dabble Writer, and it's basically really fun. We don't have to tell it now, But it's fun, and yeah. We also have some places where you can submit your stuff for this November.
Oh, nice job, baby. We always
do that, man, now. And I don't think you even know.
Does no, because you never told me before.
And now you know.
Does journalists count as a writer?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes, you're a writer now.
All right, I gotta go do my homework.
Shawnee's a writer now.
I gotta do my homework.
So proud of you.
I'm trying to concentrate here. I'm just kidding.
Are you so mean to me?
I gotta go to my computer first.
Don't hug baby bears.
This sweater is so soft.
Sparty's like walking away.
It feels like a baby bear fur.
Oh, no. My last name used to mean bear. My maiden name.
What?
In another language, it means really? Bear. Yes. Goodbye. Ah, we're not going to say it. Because then I'm everybody sorry. Will know my maiden name.
Oh. So? Just like Sandra. All right, baby, give us a shout out.
Hey, the music we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. Who's that artist and what's that song?
I don't know, man.
You do, you know?
I do. We've been saying it. It's Summer Spleef by Broke for Free.
And we have extra content all about living happy on the livinghappy.substack.com blog, and it's pretty awesome. And we also have a writing tips podcast called Write Better Now.
They're both awesome.
But our brand new
amazing creepy podcast is Dude No. It's like that. You gotta say it like that.
He does say it like that. It's true crime with an occasional foray into the paranormal and the macabre, and it's awesome. And finally, we have a podcast,
Loving the Strange,
which we stream live
on Carrie's Facebook and Twitter and YouTube on Fridays, but every other Friday.
Every other Friday now, because we're lazy.
So be sure to check her Facebook and Twitter for the dates when we are going to be podcasting live and making fools of ourselves.
Live.
We're going to do a Hot Wings challenge real soon.
Oh, dear God.
And that's always a good one.
Anyways, all my Twitter handles and Facebook handles and blah, blah, blah. It's either Carrie Jones Books or Carrie Jones Book. Carrie with a C-A-R-R-I-E. The end. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share.
And be kind. Be kind to us old people.
Oh, yeah, we can't take much more.